Good evening, welcome, and I'm not in my church, amen, but thank you, Pastor, for the privilege to be here. I love Pacific Baptist Church. Me and my family were trained here. This is our home church, and please continue to support the work, continue to give, continue to be involved, continue to love the work. And let me say this as we before we start. Church is essential. Amen?
Amen.
The Word of God is essential.
Yes, sir.
Preaching is essential.
Yes, sir.
Fellowship is essential. Let me say this. Potluck is essential too. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. First Peter, please. We've read the text. I'm just going to read one verse. First Peter chapter 1. In verse 7, the Bible says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Let me ask you tonight before we start, what is the most precious thing to you? Especially after this pandemic, you know, it changes our priorities. It changes the things that we used to, you know, think are, you know, these are important. You see, what is the most important thing to you? You see, our priorities change. Health becomes important. The safety of, our safety becomes very important. Family becomes very important. Even the toilet paper is important now, amen? But here in our text, Peter was writing this epistle to Christians that are suffering, scattered, persecuted, and Peter here wants to encourage them. Peter used the word here, precious, 7 times. Precious. The word precious here simply means of great value.
Yes.
Precious here simply means something that is treasured. Precious here is something that the world cannot offer.
Yeah.
It's talking about some spiritual things that are precious. Tonight, I'm going to preach on that subject, precious things. I'm going to give you 4 simple things on this subject. My prayer here tonight is that I could be an encouragement. I want you to see in verse 7, our text, first thing that he mentioned here is precious trials. Precious trials. Notice verse 7, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold. Precious trials, sufferings, trials. These are universal language. It doesn't matter, you know, what race or color all of us will experience trials. You see, tears, pains, these are the same to the Gentiles and the Jews. Someone said trials are medicine which the great physician prescribed because we need them. Let me give you some lesson here when it comes to trials. Notice in verse 6, trials will meet our needs. Notice in verse 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be. God knows when to give those trials.
Yeah.
If need be, when we need it. You see, sometimes we are disobedient. Sometimes, you know, to prepare us so that we could be more grounded or rooted. Sometimes to prevent us from sinning more.
Yes, sir.
You see, sometimes we don't know the reason, but we can be sure tonight that God does this for our best.
Yes.
Romans 8:28 is still in the Bible, amen? And we know that all things work together for good.
Yes.
Trials meet our needs. I want you to see in verse 6 as well, trials comes in different forms. The Bible says in verse 6, wherein he greatly rejoiced, though not for a season, if need be, yea, ye are in heaven is true manifold temptation. Yeah. The word manifold, diverse temptation, different kinds. Yeah. Maybe there's someone here, you're going through some financial difficulties. Some might be sickness, physical. Different kinds. Some may be relationship issues. Maybe some spiritual. I remember a year and a half ago, it was Sunday. I woke up Sunday. My face is, half of my face was paralyzed. My lips is, I could not speak. I was, there's slur. I went to church. We have 5 nurses there, so all the nurses says, Pastor, we need to rush you to the hospital. It might be stroke. And I said, no, I'm going to preach. If God will take me home, I want, to die in my pulpit.
Amen.
I was able to preach, but I was not able to give the invitation. The men took me to the hospital, rushed me to the hospital. Thank God it was Bell's palsy. It took me 4 or 5 months to recover. Still, there's still some issues with my left eye. Sometimes if we go through some difficulties or trials, we tend to ask, why? I'm pastoring. I'm doing what God wants me to do. But God was teaching me a lesson. Instead of asking why don't you say, why not? Hello? Why not? Trials will meet our needs. Trials comes in different forms. Trials are not easy. Notice in verse 6, the Bible says here, ye are in heaviness. Trials are not easy. You will experience pains and difficulties. But again, there's some lessons during those trials. That's why we don't waste those trials. Trials are not easy. I want you to see another lesson here. Trials are controlled by God. Notice in verse 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season. You see, this will not last forever. God allows it, and God has the power to end it.
Right.
But the Bible talks about here, our trials are precious. Precious. But here's the last lesson in verse 7. We've read verse 7, that our trials should bring glory to God. That is the purpose of trials, to bring glory to God. I mentioned this probably the last time I was here. My wife was diagnosed with a cancer. So she has to go through surgery to remove, her kidney, a portion of that kidney. After 4 months, her kidney failed. So she has to be put in dialysis. It's been 4 years now. She's been on dialysis 3 times a week, 3 or 4 hours. But every time she... after that dialysis, there's some shaking sometimes, a lot of headaches, hungry and tired. But every time she goes to church with me, every time, she does the ministry, she's still our pianist, she teaches the choir. You could see she's always excited with a great spirit.
Yes, sir.
Those trials are not wasted. Because the purpose of trials is to give God the glory.
Amen.
2 days ago, something happened with her eye. There's bleeding, so she could not see. Once we get back, this coming Tuesday, we're gonna have she's gonna have an eye surgery again. Great spirit. While there in the dialysis center, you could see all the people there as if, it's the end of the world. But she was the only one smiling. She was the only one there having a good time. People would say, hey, what's up with this lady? She was able to invite some to church. Some of them got saved.
Come on, amen.
The purpose of trials is that God gets the glory.
Right.
Precious trials. I want you to see secondly here, Peter mentioned four things that are precious here. I want you to see, first of all, precious trials. But secondly, I want you to see verses 18 and 19. The Bible says, for as much as ye know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with, notice again the word, precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. First of all, we had the precious trials. But secondly, I want you to see here, precious blood. Precious blood. Some people have this wrong idea when it comes to salvation. They have to work their way to earn heaven, some by religion, some, you know, by joining a church. Our book, the Bible, is called the Bloody Book. 477 times you could see the word blood. The cross is called the Bloody Cross. Our Savior is called, Christ is called the Bloody Savior. He was scourged, he was beaten, he was mocked. Voltaire, this well-known atheist, said Christianity is a bloody religion. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, for life of all flesh is in the blood. Sin brings death, but life is in the blood. I don't know about you tonight, but friends, there's some subjects in the Bible that will get you fired up. Amen? Every time I talk about the cross, I get fired up. Every time I talk about the Word of God, I get fired up. Friends, especially if you are here, you're staff, you're a pastor, you're Christians tonight, friends, the blood of Christ should get you fired up tonight. Amen? I like the songs about the blood. Are you washed in the blood? Or it's still the blood? Or nothing but the blood? How about saved by the blood? How about there is a fountain filled with blood? Amen? Drawn from Emmanuel's vein. How about the song Under the Blood? Can I hear an amen there? Let me give you some lessons here regarding the blood. First of all, the blood is our power. Notice Revelation chapter 12, please. Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 and 11. Bible says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Amen.
Amen.
Let me say this, friends. There is power in the blood.
Yep.
Amen. Because of that blood is precious. The blood of Christ, it gives us cleansing. That blood is pure. That blood is holy.
Yep.
That blood is without blemish.
Amen.
Remember Moses said to the Israelites, you know, the tenth plague is the death of the firstborn. So you have to apply the blood. And when God will pass by, when I see the blood, the Bible says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Let me say tonight, friends, as Christians, tonight, friends, there is power in the blood. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Because of the blood, we have redemption tonight. Because of the blood, we have fellowship tonight. Because of the blood, there's cleansing. Because of the blood, there's healing tonight. Because of the blood, we have bold access. Because of the blood, there's forgiveness of our sins. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Is this Pacific Baptist Church? Amen. Because of the blood, we're no longer under curse. Because of the blood, there's forgiveness. Yeah. Because of the blood, we have victory. That's why we can sing victory in Jesus. Amen. Because of the blood, we are declared righteous.
Yes, sir.
Because of the blood, there's freedom.
Amen.
Because of the blood, we're not in bondage anymore.
Amen.
Because of the blood, there's no more condemnation.
Yes, sir.
You know, you and I tonight, we have many things in common. We have a common Savior.
Yep.
Amen. We have a common salvation.
Yes.
But don't forget, all of us are washed with the blood of the Lamb.
That's right.
The blood is our power.
Yes.
The blood is our purging. Hebrews 9, verse 22, without the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness.
Right.
The blood is our power. The blood is our purging. The blood is our purpose. In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood.
Yes.
We need to realize that the blood of Jesus is our only access to heaven. That's why we need to focus more, amen, on the preaching.
Yes.
When it comes to the blood of the Lamb. During a gold rush, men will leave their family to go here, California, to have a job. There was this family in New York, left his wife and kids, and this man said, you know, if I succeed, I will send you a ticket so you would follow me. Sure enough, he was able to save and sent some tickets to the family. They boarded the ship going to California. But in the midst, there was a fire, and everyone is jumping to that small boat there, and until there was no more room. So this mother and the son, the mother started crying and said, please, take my son. Take my son. And then the mother said, son, if you live to see your father, please tell your father that I died for you.
Amen.
That, you know, I took your place.
Right.
Friends, that's what Jesus did for you and for me
that's
tonight.
Right. Amen.
He took your place, Amen. My place.
Yep.
He died for us. That blood was shed to that cruel cross of Calvary. Friends, every time we hear of the blood, amen?
Yeah.
The blood is precious.
Yeah.
Precious. I want you to see in our text, there's precious trials. How about precious blood? Notice in 2 Peter chapter 1. Second Peter 1, verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and, notice the word again, precious promises. So we have the precious trials, we have the precious blood, thirdly, we have the precious promises. Peter was encouraging the believers that God's promises are sure. God's promises will be fulfilled. God's promises, we can stand or count on the promises of God. There are three promises I'm going to mention here tonight for the sake of time, but this book that we have, the Bible, we have 5,467 divine promises. These are promises from God to you and me. I'm going to give you three promises here. First of all, the promise of strength. The promise of strength. In 2 Corinthians, we know the story when Apostle Paul was, he has this thorn in the flesh. He was weak. And the Bible mentions here that God gave this, God gave him strength. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. The precious promises, there's that promise of strength. The Bible mentions here, when I'm weak, then I'm strong, because we have Christ. So there's the promise of strength. Yeah. How about the promise of supply?
Yep.
The promise of supply. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply. Thank God we still have the Jehovah Jireh God. Amen? Amen. The God of supplies.
Amen.
I remember when we were on deputation going to Daly City, which is, 8 miles away from San Francisco, very expensive. And so every time I would, talk to pastors while on deputation, a lot of pastors will discourage us. Please don't go to Daly City. The more you get closer to San Francisco, it's a preacher's graveyard. One pastor said, you're not going to have a building there. A lot of churches close their doors there. So why go there? I remember when we're meeting in a school, and the school was about to be destroyed. They're going to build some townhomes. And so they gave us a year or less. So we started looking for a property, a building. I was, driving around, and I saw this place, Philippine Grocery. It's a grocery store, but it's a dilapidated building. I called the owner, and the owner was, on vacation. He says, I'm going to be back in a week or two. So every day I would pass by, I would park there, and I would pray. And sometimes I will bring my wife, we will stop by, and we will pray. One time, my dad and I will just walk around, and we will pray. And I will say, Lord, this is a young church. We're, not even 4 years old church. And I said, Lord, if you will please open this building for us. And please, Lord, if we could have this building, nothing is impossible with you. We're going to do everything we can to reach our city with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The owner said to me, I was the first one to call. So we had his first meeting. And he said, Pastor, I like you. Maybe because of the hair, amen? And then he said, if you like this building, give me $16,000 by next week and we will sign the contract. And I said, yes, sir. And I checked, we don't even have 1,000. I shared it to our people, 16,000 by Tuesday. And so I was praying. My phone is here. I was praying. And I was reading my Bible in the book of Daniel, where these three Hebrew boys said, but if not, our God is able. Yeah. Our theme for that year is God is able. So I started crying. Lord, please show to our people that you are able. There was a call. There was this man, not a member, but a acquaintance. And the man said, Pastor, I heard that you're going to get the building. I'm going to give you $5,000. Next morning, there was this pastor that called, Pastor, I heard that you're going to get this building. I'm going to give you $5,000. My question is, where did they heard it? It was just us, a couple of people. That Sunday, I challenged our people to have a special offering. We were able to gather 4,500. So 5,000 plus 5,000 plus 4,500 equals, come on, help me. 14,500, we're still short. At the middle of the message, there was this lady late. Filipinos are always late, amen? So I was preaching at the middle. She asked, Pastor, she has a check. Pastor. She went on vacation, and she heard. And she said, Pastor, I have a check of $1,500. That Tuesday, I was able to give that to the owner. It's been 14 years. Amen. Our God is able, amen?
Yeah.
Our God is able to supply.
Yeah.
Look what you have, the building. Was able to, my brother walk me through that beautiful building. Friends, this, let me say this, friends, that building is precious.
Yes.
Precious.
Yes, sir.
I was here when we first had our banquet, second, third, before we moved to Daly City. I remember, Pastor, when we were still in Pacific Avenue, told me, you handle all the cars because people are donating cars. And so he says, I want you to handle the cars, so sell those cars. I was a car salesman for 2 weeks, amen? I remember those days. That building is precious.
Yeah.
How about the promise of strength? How about the promise of supply? How about the promise of salvation? The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be, come on, help me, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
That's what we did. You know, the first few months, it's just me and my family knocking on doors. You know, we were trained here in Pacific Baptist. I remember we were knocking on doors next to Daly City, South San Francisco, where, you know, there's the San Francisco airport. We have San Francisco, we have Daly City, and then we have South San Francisco area. So we were knocking on doors in that area, and there was this apartment building. There was this, I knocked on this door, and there was this young lady, but very, very rude. And I tried to share the gospel to this this lady, and I said, you know, we're sinners, and the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. I tried to explain to her the Romans road, and she said to me, whatever. You know, very rude. Whatever. And then she said, Pastor, if you put your tracks again, or you even knocked on my door again, I will call the police. And I said, whatever, amen. Hello. Amen. In my mind, amen, I said, whatever. But you know, here's what I'm trying to, let the people there know. Even if they will say, no, please don't put some tracks. I want our community to know that there is a church that loves them, that there is a church that wants to tell them about Jesus.
Amen.
Because the Bible says that their souls are precious.
Right.
For what shall it profit a man if they gain the whole world and lose that soul? Friends, souls are precious to God. Bible says here, talks about trials are precious. The blood of Christ, they're precious. Promises are precious. But lastly, I want you to see lastly here, Second Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like, notice the word again, precious faith. We have precious trials. We have precious blood. We have the precious promises. Lastly, I want you to see the precious faith.
Yes.
Our faith is precious because of the object of our faith.
Yes, sir.
Our faith is in the person of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Amen. That's why it's precious. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Amen.
Faith is believing. Faith is taking God at His word.
Yep.
If God said it, we need to believe it.
Yep.
That should settle it. Amen?
Yes,
sir. Let me say it tonight. Faith is essential.
Amen.
Just like church, just like our services, our worship is very essential. I remember we have a lady in our church. You know, I visited her and she said, Pastor, I don't want to go to church because I might catch the virus. You know, this COVID-19 is a perfect excuse. Hello? A lot of people don't want to go to church. By the way, you know, we have a live stream here. You know, we'd like to welcome them to the bedside Baptist. Amen? A lot of our members are in their bedside Baptist, you know, watching the live stream. But, you know, she said, I don't want to catch the virus. Well, one time, lo and behold, I saw them in Costco. Hello? Three times. You know, if you can go to Costco, you can go to Walmart and Target. Come on now. Friends, if you can trust God to with your soul, if you can trust God to provide for you, let me say this tonight. You can trust God to protect you for this virus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Our faith is essential. Friends, there's three sources as we close tonight. There's three sources of faith. First of all, in Hebrews 12, verse 2, the Bible says there that Jesus, the Son of God, is a source of faith. Hebrews 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Author here, it means the inventor, the captain, the leader of our faith, the finisher, the completer of our faith. So the sources of faith, first of all, we have Jesus, the Son of God. The source of faith. Jesus, the Son of God. Secondly, the source of faith is in Romans 10:17. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. So we have Jesus, the Son of God. Secondly, we have the Bible, the word of God, the source of faith.
Amen.
Amen? The more we hear, the more we meditate on the word of God, the more our faith grows. That's why we need more church, not less. Amen?
Right.
You see, Jesus, the Son of God, first source of our faith. We have the Bible, the Word of God. How about Hebrews 13, verse 7? We have Jesus, the Son of God. We have the Bible, the Word of God. Let me say this thirdly here, source of our faith, the pastor, the man of God.
Yes,
Hebrews 13, verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you, referring here to the pastor, who have spoken unto you the Word of God, whose faith follow.
Yes.
Think about your pastor for a moment. Your pastor will study the Word of God and preach to you three or four times a week. Think about that, you know, because of those studies, you know, those principles, those teachings, we start to grow in our faith. Amen?
Amen.
Friends, these are sources of our faith. Thank God for your pastor tonight.
Yeah.
I've mentioned this to our people, and I'm going to mention this as I close, the acronym of the word pastor. P, it means to pray for your pastor. Are you praying for your pastor?
Yes.
Pray for your pastor. A is to assist your pastor or help your pastor. We cannot do it alone. Amen? We need help. God, you know, if God is speaking to you, friends, you know, people will say, Pastor, I want to be a missionary. Friends, before you can be a missionary, why don't you help the ministry first?
Come on.
Hello.
Yeah.
Serve here first. A P is for a pray for your pastor. A is assist your pastor. S is to support your pastor. No amen there.
Yeah.
Letter T is terrorize. No, not terrorize your pastor. Thank your pastor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank your pastor. Letter O is obey your pastor. This is biblical. Notice verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you.
Yes.
Obey your pastor. You know, a lot of times, you know, as a pastor, I've You know, I've noticed this. People will come to me with, you know, they made up their decision. Pastor, I want to let you know this is my decision. Hello. Obey your pastor. Letter R, respect your pastor.
Yeah.
Respect your pastor. I would close with this. 2 years ago, I was in the Philippines preaching there in a conference. And then one of the men brought me to this restaurant. The name of the restaurant is La Preciosa, or Precious Restaurant. You know, they serve, they said, this restaurant is the home of the best cakes in town. You know, they have a lot. And very, very good. But I like the name La Preciosa, or Precious Restaurant. In the Bible, there's so many things that are precious. Our Savior is precious.
Yeah.
The death of the saints, precious.
Yeah.
Christian fellowship, precious.
Amen.
Church is precious.
Yeah.
Our talents, spiritual gifts, precious.
Yeah.
Our givings, tithes and offerings, precious to God.
Yeah.
The time that we spend with God, precious. Ministry is precious. Peter mentioned here four things that are precious tonight. Trials, the blood, the promises, and our faith. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Let's all stand, please. Peter was encouraging the believers. Talks about things that are precious. I hope and pray tonight, please come and talk to God. Deal anything. Deal with it tonight.